Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's tell you what's trending right now on the Brett Mega Show. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline and Han either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. TikTokers are warning us about swag gaps.
What is that?
Is there a swag gap in your relationship, Hannah? Swag gaps are notable differences in styles, confidence, overall coolness between partners. The term gained traction on TikTok, and they're saying, like, hey, like, you are way too cool for your partner. Like, Kevin is just so cool. Actually,
right.
I thought I had a swag gap, but then you guys ranked my coolness, and now I know that I'm the problem.
Yeah. I'd say my boyfriend's definitely more cool than me, but...
You might be the swag gap problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's too cool for you.
Yeah.
Woman figures out an ingenious hack to find out if her man is cheating.
Ooh, love this. How?
This has gotten like 35 million views on TikTok. So what she did was she thought her boyfriend was cheating because at like midnight he would turn off like his do not disturb, wouldn't respond to messages like what's going on, who is he going with.
Ooh.
And she thought like he probably has met another girl, but this other girl doesn't know that he has a girlfriend. He's lying to her too. So she hid a necklace in the mirror vanity. And when the girl went to go like look down to look at her makeup, the necklace would fall. And then she'd be like, well, whose necklace is this? And how they started communicating to each other, she grabbed the necklace. She left earrings.
Mm.
And she was like, whose earrings are these? And the video, he's like, mine. I wear earrings all the time is what he said.
Oh, my God.
She's like, well, where's my necklace? So it looks like the other girl took the necklace, left earrings. Like, hey, we're both.
At least they got a little jewelry swap.
Yeah,
they jewelry swapped to communicate, hey, we're both dating the same guy, and he's lying to both of us. Mm-hmm. The body part you shower first tells a lot about your personality.
Okay,
what body part do you shower first?
Hair.
Your hair? All right, if you wash your hair first, you have the temperament of an intellectual, an artist. You often are immersed in your thoughts. You are a romantic who needs love.
Oh my gosh, that was like the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
I would agree with that. I'm a arm first. I'm running out of time, but I'll do arms.
You just walk in, arms out, ready to go?
Yeah.
I put a lather up the soap and then I go on my arms. That's it.
I don't wash my arms like that.
You don't wash your arms?
No.
Actually, I don't even want to know. I'm running out of time.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Come inside our shower for a second here on the Brett Mega Show. This is something we really need your opinion on because someone on the show is crazy. It's either Hannah or myself. How do you shower?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that seems
and be
like,
for real.
Yeah, I know. Be for honest, a complete honesty. How do you shower? 855-444-MEGA. Do you wash your arms when you shower? When you're like putting on soap, do you wash your arms or do you just think they clean themselves? 855-444-6342. I just asked a question and Keep It Moving where it was like, hey, what body part do you wash first? Tells you a lot about your personality. Hannah washes her hair first. Mm-hmm. I wash my arms first. Hannah goes, you wash your arms? That's the purpose of showering, Hannah.
I guess for me, we have different viewpoints on showering.
On hygiene? How do you not wash
your... I want people to be for real about you extend your arm in the shower.
Yes.
Put soap on it and rub it every single time you shower.
I don't think that's a crazy thing to do.
Yes, no, thank you.
That's what, yeah.
You're not... Hannah's looking around like I thought everyone's going to be on her side. I think this is insane. Do you... What do you wash when you're going through the shower? Pretend you're showering. Here we go.
Here's my shower.
Yeah, you're in the shower right now.
Turn
water's
the
going
water
on.
Let it get hot. Walk in the
shower. Her mic stand just fell over.
Yeah, don't mind me.
Turn on the shower. Make sure it's hot. Get in. Shampoo my hair. Then I put conditioner in my hair. And before I rinse my conditioner out, then I wash my face and I wash my body. Washing my body means
What parts of your body?
Like, pits and privates.
That's it?
Is where like I'm applying and, you know, doing
using
all the
soap?
Things with the soap. I'm not going through individually with a bar of soap and going up and down on my arms to clean it. When I wash my armpits, I figured that the soap from my armpits, when I raise them up, will just go down and clean my arms.
But you got never, magic soap?
Yeah, you never get your forearms. You never get your elbows.
It's so exposed to the rest.
I don't see why you have to do that.
I feel like the equivalent would be like, okay, I'm washing my stomach, and that's going to wash onto my legs so I don't have to wash my legs.
I don't wash my legs either.
You don't wash your legs?
No.
Do you wash your feet?
No, unless I'm like shaving.
So Hannah doesn't shower.
Oh my gosh.
She just sits in rainwater.
Dirty appendages. Yeah. It's terrible.
I mean, you guys, I don't know.
Kylie,
I don't think people are. I think you guys think you are. But
you mean,
I don't
think,
believe.
No, I know how I shower.
You're washing your arms.
I start washing, and then I go underneath my arms, and then I do my legs. I do my feet too. I'm a feet washer. Does everyone do their feet?
I do my feet. Yes.
I don't do my feet.
I don't do my feet.
That's so weird to me, Kylie. Kelsey.
Unless there's something dirty. Like if I know my feet are dirty, if I am in mud or I'm in like my socks get wet or something, I will wash my feet. But other than that, no. I'm standing in the water. They're getting clean. There's soap down in the tub. I'm fine.
Kylie Kelsey had said there's a mom shower, which Hannah's babysitting now and now understands that it's so hard to sneak away for a shower.
Yeah.
And that's where you just wash your pits and your crack, she said. That's a mom shower. That's completely different. This is every single
time. I've been living my life in a mom shower.
Yes, that is completely different. Like when you shower, maybe if you're a mom, you're like, yeah, I can't remember the last time I got to shower. But so I do wash like Hannah does. I'm curious but do you wash your arms or are you always mom showering it? Hannah, who's not a mom, has been doing a mom shower forever.
Maybe my mom taught me the mom shower.
Maybe we need to teach you how to clean yourself. 855-444-MEGA. Curious, how do you shower and what body parts do you wash? 446342. Someone needs to teach Hannah how to shower. I don't know. I've never heard of this before, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm showering weird. We're going to find out who is the weird showerer. Come inside my shower and come inside Hannah's shower. Who do you want to shower with? That's a real question. We're asking
this.
Who do you want to take a shower with? Brett or Hannah? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Hannah claims that you don't need to wash your arms when you shower. You just wash.
Like your forearm? No.
You wash your armpit. And it somehow magically cleans the rest of your body. You wash your butt crack, and all of a sudden, your rest of your body is clean. Like, that is crazy concept to me. But maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Kristen, do you think that Hannah makes any sense here?
Yes. So I am now a mom of two, but even before, I just hit the important parts. Your pits, your bits, your hair, and your face, and you're done.
That's what Kylie Kelsey said. All
yes.
Right. All right. I am shocked. Connie, does Hannah make any sense here? Do you wash your arms when you take a shower?
Yes, I have my hand on my forehead the whole time Hannah's talking. What the hell, Hannah? What the
hell? I've lived my life this way forever. I'm shocked to hear there's a different
unclean
version.
What about the dead skin on your arms?
Yeah. You know what?
That's what I thought. It was blonde hair because she's blonde, but that's just skin. Now it makes
once
sense.
A week,
skin flakes, right?
Once a week, you know, I do myself tan. So in that moment, once a week, I get my exfoliate. My exfoliant, and then I do my whole body. So in that sense, I'm cleaning my, I guess I wash my body once a week.
Okay, that theory doesn't even make
any
sense
to
me. So you,
I use soap.
If thank you so much for the call, Connie. If you thought that your body just cleans itself when you have your fake tan crap on that you always put on, it would just be off because it cleaned itself. But you have to rub it off because your body is not clean unless you rub it off. So what is your theory when you're in the rest of the shower? Oh, it magically cleaned itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kim, do you think that Hannah makes any sense, or do you wash your arms or not? How do you shower, Kim? Can't believe it's a real question we're asking people.
So I have done both. Again, Hannah's theory, you know, it just washes over your body. Everything's getting clean. But what stumped me was that Hannah self-tans, and the exfoliation process, I feel like you would be doing daily.
Oh.
No, I don't that would be a lot of work to put it on, then exfoliate it off every day.
A loofah.
Guys, I'm going to have a moment.
Loofah? Like, I just put my soap on a loofah. You know, do your arms, do your legs.
That's what I do.
Both, so.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. Moment of honesty for me right here. I don't know what exfoliate means. What does exfoliate mean?
Oh, my God. You've never exfoliated. You're disgusting.
You don't have, like, an exfoliating glove or a loofah or anything?
I have a loofah, so I'm always
always exfoliating.
I exfoliate every freaking day, people. I don't know
that you're supposed to do it every day.
You're going
to have no skin left.
That's probably true. Pam, does Hannah make any sense about just cleaning just her? She doesn't clean her arms, just cleans her armpit, I guess?
No. Hannah, when you said that, I said, oh my God, that's nasty.
I think we're good
Perfect.
Here. I think we're good
Perfect.
Here. Thank you. Perfect. Thanks for hanging out with the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you. Hannah's got all the updates, what's happening in the entertainment world and the Hollywood hashtag. Hannah, what's coming up?
Yeah, we got a really big week with the Taylor Swift album coming up. So I'm going to go through her entire schedule for the week and after the album drop as well next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we are just days away from the release of Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And there's so much coming up with this. Like, it's Taylor Swift. So it's not just going to be something where, like, her album drops and then her feet are going to be kicked up on a desk somewhere. Like, it's Taylor Swift. She's going to be doing things. She's dropped so many Easter eggs. There's been so many, like, extra things with this album that there's actually, like, a scheduled roster of all the events that are correlating along with this album.
It feels bigger than Tortured Poets Department. It felt like Tortured Poets Department was a story that she needed to get off her chest that she felt like she was trying to release through music. This feels like an album she's trying
to
promote.
Like a production.
Yeah, it feels like something she's trying to promote, right?
It is so big. So, obviously, starting at midnight on October 3rd, that's when the album's going to drop, as well as the Target shop opening as well at midnight on October 3rd. Then at 3 p.m. on October 3rd, the official release party of A Showgirl is going to debut in movie theaters. So if you're going to see that movie, you can do that 3 p.m. that day. And then that night will be her first TV interview that's going to be airing in the UK with the Graham Norton show. So she has three set TV interviews, and that's like her first one is going to be the night of her release in the UK. Then the next day, follow along with me here, the next day, October 4th, there's something on her roster called Standby. So none of us know what this is yet. So she's still like dangling a little carrot for all the Swifties. We don't know what that means. I mean, geez, you already have an album. You already have the movie. What else could be? That's going to be on October 4th. Then the weekend rolls in, and on Sunday, October 5th, the Fate of Ophelia music video and the Showgirl lyric videos are going to premiere on YouTube, which is really interesting to me on why they're not being dropped the day of the album.
Yeah.
So that is on the weekend, and then the following week, the Monday, she's going to finish out her two other TV interviews that are going to be in the United States. So Monday night, she's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and then Wednesday night, she'll conclude, maybe, with being on The Late Night with Seth Meyers' show. So she's
busy.
It's interesting that she's doing so much promotion for this album. Like I said, Tortured Poets Department, we didn't get as much promotion. We actually probably haven't gotten a lot of big Taylor Swift promotions in a while. Especially, one of the rumors is that she was in negotiation with the NFL and the NFL couldn't meet her terms, one of which was paid. The halftime performer doesn't get paid. It really seems like she really wants to cash in her chips on this one. Like, I don't need all this promotion, but I'm doing it because I want this thing to explode.
Yeah, I think that she's really excited about this one. I don't want to say it's a turning point in her life, but it's the, I think it's the celebration of her and Travis, and she wants everybody to know how happy she is.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. She must be in like a completely different era or something, because this does, like, the ramp up for this album, the anticipation for this album, like, it feels humongous, bigger than anything I felt before with her.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 39% of American adults do this daily.
I'm going to say 39% of people lift weights daily.
Shower, Hannah.
Yeah.
And wash their arms.
They clean their arms.
Guys, seriously, people are being mean to me on the text line about it.
Justified.
You know, it's probably more, but I think they go and get a cup of coffee. They go to like a Starbucks or another place that sells coffee.
America Runs on Dunkin' is more than 39% of Americans.
I think 39% of Americans skip breakfast.
Skip breakfast?
Yeah.
No one got it. 855-444-MEGA. 39% of Americans do this daily. What is it? Texting your guesses at 855-444-6342. Tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if anyone figured out the Megamind question of the day. 39% of American adults do this daily. Do people know what it is on the text line, Hannah?
Yeah, we got some texts guessing shopping.
Closer, but not shopping.
Okay, well, then this one definitely isn't right. Dave texted in and said pressing the snooze button.
No, everyone does that. All right. 39% of Americans do this daily. Something AB does daily. You're part of the 39%, most likely.
Play a video game?
Nope. Go to fast food place.
Oh. Yeah, that checks out.
39% of adults go and get fast food daily. And if you're looking at your friend, yes, she is one of the 39%ers.
Mm-hmm. Science.
Science is weird, man. So these are some weird science facts that sound completely absurd and completely fake, but they're actually 100% factual on the Brett Mega Show. We'll start with bananas. Bananas are actually radioactive.
I believe that.
Why would you believe?
Like they're going to explode?
I don't necessarily know if they have that much radioaction going on, radioactivity action, whatever that would be. But
can't they like disintegrate and stuff too?
Yeah, I don't think they do. They don't disintegrate, right? Like they the banana peels don't. That's why they tell you to pick them up. I don't know.
Who's to say?
I don't know. That science didn't cover that. Wombats poop in cube shapes. They come
out
as cubes. Yeah, it's an animal. I don't know. They kind of look like a koala, almost like.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it comes out as a cube.
Sounds like it hurts.
That does sound like it'd be miserable, right?
Maybe their exit ramp is shaped like a square, so it doesn't hurt.
Their exit ramp? A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
Ew, I hate that.
What?
I hate that. That made you mad?
Yes. I don't like space stuff.
Okay. Some other bizarre facts. Water can boil and freeze simultaneously at the same time.
When has that ever happened?
Oh, wow.
How?
Mind blown. Yeah. I don't have all the answers, guys. I just have these weird science facts. Here's a couple of other ones that people find really interesting. Last two. There's more bacteria in your body, especially for Hannah, who has weird showering techniques, than human cells. That's how much bacteria we store in our body. That there's actually more bacteria than there are the things that make up the cells of us.
I believe that.
Yeah.
We're gross.
And then a single cloud can weigh, how much do you think a cloud weighs?
I feel like they're heavy.
Yeah, like thousands of pounds, right?
A million pounds.
Wow.
A cloud that's floating in the air can weigh over a million pounds.
I was I guess maybe that's why people don't ever say light as a cloud. They say light as a feather because they know.
That's the reason.
That's exactly it.
Weird science fact, and there you go. Now you know why the saying light as a cloud has never existed.
Science. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.